WCYC Lewis, the voice of freedom.
.com, I'm Ron DeRockstra. China's announced its first new death from COVID-19 in nearly half a year.
The death of an 87-year-old Beijing man was the first reported by the National Health Commission since May 26, bringing the total death toll to 5,227. China has faced hurdles vaccinating its elderly population, although the commission did not give details on the man's status in its new report. That vulnerability is considered one reason why China has mostly kept its borders closed and is sticking with its rigid COVID-19 policy, despite the impact on daily life. Strict new measures continue to be imposed in Beijing and across the country. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, the southern Chinese metropolis of Guangzhou locked down its largest district today as it tries to tamp down a major COVID outbreak, suspending public transit and requiring residents to present a negative test if they want to leave their homes. A senior official with the International Committee of the Red Cross says Afghans will struggle for their lives as the country braces for its second winter under Taliban rule and faces plummeting humanitarian conditions. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo giving low marks to the overall Republican showing at the recent midterms, saying in the marginal congressional races and in some key Senate contests, candidates just failed to do the hard work that was needed to win.
You can't just come on national news and rail against the machine. You have to actually go out and communicate the reason you are putting yourself forward to be voted on by the American people. And I think a lot of candidates just didn't do that hard retail work. And then it was a time when they didn't come to trust the Republican Party to fix what everyone could see ails them.
The oft-mentioned potential 2024 presidential candidate was a recent guest on the Salem Radio Network. News and analysis at townhall.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Tesla is recalling more than 300,000 vehicles.
The problem is a software glitch.
Real Talk Radio Network weather brought to you by the Rick and Tracy Ellis Real Estate Team.
We're heading into a new work week with a new warming trend. Today, sunny, much warmer. High temperatures will reach into the mid-50s. Clear and chilly tonight, down to near 30 degrees. Tuesday and Wednesday, sunny and mild. Highs in the upper 50s to near 60 degrees. Then for Thanksgiving Day, increasing clouds. There is a chance still for some late-day rain showers. High temperatures in the low to mid-50s. I'm Fox 2 News meteorologist Chris Higgins for the Real Talk Radio Network.
I'm Brian Dawson with Brian Dawson Roofing. We're a small family business, started out in St. Charles County. I'm still based in St. Charles County. I'm not really in competition with any other good roofing companies out there. I'm more in competition with the companies that show up after a storm, the fly-by-night outfits. Brian Dawson Roofing, 636-465-9465. Or check us out on briandawsonroofing.com. If you don't say the whole thing, you might not get the right company. Brian Dawson Roofing.
Hey folks, it's Kevin at Generations Marketplace. Well, I've been on here a couple months telling you about how easy it is to advertise with Real Talk Radio and how amazing these people are and how easy they make the process. But now I'm here to tell you about how well it works. Every week we have two or three, four or five people come in and telling us, I heard you on the radio. So if you're looking to advertise with a radio station that has a loyal following and an amazing mission, give Real Talk Radio a try.
Call 636-299-3702 to become a part of the Real Talk family and let us help you write your success story. You won't be sorry.
Keep the Real Talk Radio Network with you all day long.
I listen every day, and I'm interactive on the app quite a bit.
Tap that app. Tap that app.
Oh, no, you got producer Dan started again.
I live in Troy, but I work in St. Louis, and I listen
I listen all day long, but my morning drive in and then my evening driving home, this is the only station I ever listen to.
The Real Talk Radio Network. Show that you're a Real Talk Radio Network freedom fighter with Real Talk merchandise, polos, t-shirts, v-necks, biker shirts, tumblers, koozies and coffee mugs, and stuff for veterans. All available at realtalkradionetwork.com. Support the voice of freedom and wear it proud. Real Talk Radio Network freedom fighter merchandise at realtalkradionetwork.com. That's realtalkradionetwork.com.
This is Ashley and Pat with Epic Design and Build. Join us on our show, The Epic Hour, From House to Home, on Saturdays at 1 and Sundays at 11, where we'll talk about kitchens and bathroom renovations, home additions, and even outdoor living spaces and hardscapes. Each of our projects are thoughtfully designed with our on-staff design team. Material selections, floor plans, architectural design, 3D renderings are just a few of the services that we offer in addition to the build-out phases of construction. If you're interested in contacting Epic, you can reach us at epicdesignandbuild.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, ownership, or sponsors of the Real Talk Radio Network. Portions may be pre-recorded. This is the Real Talk Radio Network, the voice of freedom.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
How do you get your butt handed to you in the midterms, in a midterm that should have been absolutely devastating to the Democrats and not change Republican leadership? How does that happen? Mitch McConnell still leading the Senate? Kevin McCarthy now Speaker of the House? How so? I don't know where this shakeup needs to occur, but let me tell you, Republicans, people out there supporting these guys, you better wake up. They are not representing you. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. How does this not happen? It's business as usual for the Democrats. Now, that's the bad news. The bad news is that the Republicans, the installed base, what do we call them? Institutional Republicans, the establishment Republicans, they're not going to change. For all intents and purposes, they're just Democrats. Now, what has changed is a lot of people are now waking up to that. Took me years. I actually believe that there was a difference between the parties, but that we all were working together for the same thing. Even if the other side was doing it in a nutty fashion, I felt like we all cared about America. We don't. Democrats don't care about America, and rhinos don't care about America. They care about power. And from power, you can get whatever money you want. I used to think it was about money and power. It's about power. Power gets you whatever you need. Power means you walk in somewhere, you don't have to pick up a check. Power means you call somebody and say, I need your jet. They have it ready for you. It is fueled at the FPO, ready to go at your beck and call. That's power. Where power is where you don't even need money. You don't have to carry it. You don't have to carry credit cards, nothing. That's what they want. They want power. And we are setting up this digital world. We think it's a virtual. We think that everything that's going, you know, this digital stuff is going. I mean, we see it as a easier way to do business and things like this. The Democrats see it as a way to gather power, to do things outside of your reach. In other words, if I have $100 in my hand, 5 20s, and you grab one, I can see that I only have 80 and I can see you take my 20. But if you grab it digitally, if you steal it from me in the ways that the government now takes our money, I don't even know you took it. I think about all the things coming out of your checking account, out of various things that you just go, okay. IRS says you got a penalty. Oh, okay. Because if you're going to fight it, you're going to fight something that's $1,000, $500. You're going to fight it and spend $5,000 fighting it. Or you're just going to go, you know what? Forget about it. I was thinking about this because banks will say, Kevin, if you'll start a checking account and put $10,000 in, we'll give you $100. And I go for it every day. I'm like, why not? You got 10 grand. You say, you know what, even if I park it there for a little bit, I may need it. It says, leave it there for 90 days and get your 100 bucks. Go get your 100 bucks. And you think, woohoo, I got over. And maybe you did. But let me tell you why they can do that. Because they're going to get you back for 5,000. You know, by the time it's all said and done, that $100 is easy money to them. Easy money. They're like, don't worry. We're going to get our 1,000 from him here in the next few months. I'm not blaming the banking industry per se. I'm saying that's how it works. I liken it in my own household to, we go to Costco, we buy water in bulk, right? You buy it in these 36 different containers, whatever. You get your little thing of it, you know, and you carry it. It's a heavy little load, and you put it away. And you leave your house, go into a baseball game or something, and first thing you do is, oh, do you bring water? No, I didn't. Okay, well, let's stop at a convenience store. And instead of paying 25 cents per water that you have sitting at your house, you pay $1.99. And you go, well, okay. I liken it to that. And I know there are many people out there going, that's Kevin, we do that. Doggone it, I hate when we do that. Or you just say, you know, we could have made some sandwiches when we left to go do blankety blank. But instead, nope, let's go ahead and eat out. So you spend $17 eating out from base when you could have made a couple of sandwiches. It would have cost you about $4. Well, under Biden, it might cost you $8. But whatever it is, but it's going to be more out, right? But you just kind of get disciplined to saying, it's okay. But we've been disciplined to say it's okay for a lot of stuff. It's okay to inflation. It's okay to these gas prices. It's okay to these new home prices, which, by the way, are dropping. We talked about it the other day, losing value. Where else are they going to go under Biden? Interest rates going up through the roof. And this is with the Fed trying to help the old clown, right? They're doing everything they can to help Biden. They're printing money. I just think of it as you got your hand on, you know, inflation, but your hand is shaking because inflation is trying to just bust through. They tell us, oh, the inflation rate is 8.6%. The inflation rate is 20 something percent minimum, 25, almost, it's approaching 30%. Now, is it getting a little more in check? Yeah, a little bit, but the prices aren't dropping. They're just holding steady. That inflation's still there. Now, the Democrats will go, oh, it's no big deal. You know, now that it's there, you could get used to it. Get used to those. Have you seen the price of ice cream in a pint? You used to be able to get a gallon. Half gallon. You used to be able to get a half gallon of ice cream. I'm not talking that long ago for what you pay for a pint. It's insanity. There's things I noticed because I know the pricing of certain items. I'm not telling you across the board, but I do believe inflation is across the board. But let's go back to this Republican shakeup that didn't happen. What other career can you have where you screw the pooch as badly as the Republicans, living in a time when Joe Biden is screwing things up so royally, you can't make a dent and you keep your job. You remain in power. Are you kidding? We got to wake up. It's not going to happen. If you think at that level, these people are going to change, I'm telling you, you're an optimist like nobody. I mean, I've never met one like you. They are not going to change. They're going to be working against you. Right now, it's destroy Trump. And they're doing a good job. DeSantis is the man now. He's the man. And as I've told you many times, I don't care. But what I do care about is how many people fall for the message, fall for the narrative. You've been suckered in, and you should be asking yourself, why?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Real talk. Real truth.
Dr. Napudi's always good.
You know, you don't have to follow the sheep.
I listen to your station because you speak the truth.
I like the fact that it's a true station that we can actually listen to and know that we're getting the actual news. We're actually getting the truth of the story. And it's true patriot. It's a place where patriots can come and unite and have one voice.
Keep getting the message out.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
So you have some valuable land, but you really don't need it. And you don't want to pay the taxes. Plus, it's too much to take care of. And the last thing you want is a fast-talking auctioneer to swindle you for a fraction of its worth.
You sold my land for how much? I can't even understand you.
Let the Rick and Tracy Ellis team test the market to get you top dollar. Call us now at 636-299-3702 or email Tracy at TracyEllis.com.
The Real Talk Radio Network. Thank you for your support and words of encouragement.
It's very enlightening. Very enlightening. Thanks for what you guys do. God bless you guys.
Thank you so much. It's the best thing that's happened in St. Louis, and I so appreciate you guys doing it.
You guys are the only station I listen to anymore, man.
Please support our sponsors, and we'll keep the truth coming. The Real Talk Radio Network. The voice of freedom.
Dan Bongino.
Hillary Clinton operated an unauthorized computer server she kept in the bathroom at the Chappaqua House I was at many, many times. She trafficked in classified information because she had no government email account. We know people knew about it because Barack Obama's BlackBerry had her personal email address whitelisted. So it was a government conspiracy, meaning a lot of people knew about it and colluded to keep it quiet.
Tune into the Dan Bongino Show Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 p.m. right here on Real Talk, the voice of freedom.
Hi, this is Betsy Mawson with First State Bank Mortgage and your host of Spouses Financing Houses. My husband Matt and I are a husband and wife team with over 20 years of experience in the mortgage industry. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, give us a call at 636-293-0577 and make sure to tune into our show, Spouses Financing Houses.
Saturday mornings at 10 on the Real Talk Radio Network, the voice of freedom.
Are you thinking about buying or selling a home? Are you looking to build or buy land? Maybe you're thinking about making some home improvements, or you have questions about building inspections and home repairs. If so, tune in to the Rick and Tracy Ellis Show every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. and Sunday at 10 a.m., where you'll hear all of the information about real estate.
Conservative station is not beating around the bush. That's what I'm hearing.
The voice of freedom.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I will give the Democrats credit because what they managed to do is to make Trump the bad guy in a way, or certainly lessen what he's done. And let's face it, Trump hasn't helped in many ways. But what a masterful, I mean, I got to tell you, it should scare you at how bad they make Trump look when you look at his record. It should scare you. Because what it says to me is, no matter how good of a person we put into office, it doesn't matter. They're going to taint him. I have a theory about what's going to happen in Florida with DeSantis and what the Democrats' long game is. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to open many people's eyes because you haven't thought this thing through. See, the thing that you look at when you're dealing with risk is you look at what is the long game? What could potentially happen if we get our way? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. What if you get your way? What if you're one of these people that says, you know what, I'm just sick of Trump. Trump has done blah, blah. Okay, so you get rid of a guy who performed. And you do it essentially validating Joe Biden. You validate the Democrats. You validate the progressives. You validate the rhinos. You say, you know what? In spite of all the passion that I have against you, I'm going to throw away my general. It would be like throwing away Patton in World War II. Did he make mistakes? Probably. But you know what we did? We won the war. So I liken it to that and say, okay, fine. So they win, you lose. I'm not talking about a little win. I'm talking about psychological warfare that they defeated you. They made you see the person who has done the most in our lifetimes to change politics in terms of any single person. The most unbelievable agent of change we've ever seen. And we go, you know what? Yeah, I've had enough of that guy. Why? Well, he talks bad to people and he gives them names and he tweets bad and he's always in the news and, okay, fine. See, if you can't look beyond that, and because I was on a radio show and a guy got mad. Kevin, you're calling us stupid. I'm not calling you stupid because you don't like Trump or whatever. That's not why I'm calling you stupid. I'm calling you stupid because if you can't see what somebody's doing to you, this is clear to me as day. And you could argue, well, Kevin, you don't know it all. I know this. I tell you what, put Trump's accomplishments on paper, take away the personality, and tell me you would get rid of that guy over Biden or any of the Democrats or any of the rhinos or any of the never Trumpers. Tell me you'd do that. See, because I know you wouldn't. On paper, Donald Trump is a rock star. Well, but Kevin, we have to deal with the fallout and the suburban housewives that don't like him at all. Okay, fine. You want to use that as your argument that we got a champion who got himself elected against all odds. Even when they put him in there in order to defeat him, he kicked their butts. And instead of, I mean, I could point fingers. Do I really need to go back much further than this Republican leadership? I just said, talk about a recipe for a shakeup. Here's where we are, just to make it clear. We reinstalled the people who don't know how to win. I don't know how much we had to do with it, but apparently the other Republicans out there said, oh, you know what? I don't care that McConnell doesn't know how to win, even when the win is put on a gold platter for him. And McCarthy, he gets rewarded as the speaker. These people are losers. And so what do we want to do? Well, polling shows that DeSantis will now defeat Trump. And you get all this stuff going in the rumor mill. And the only one that's staying above the fray is DeSantis saying, look, guys, you know, they're going to create this stuff in there. I don't know politically what he's going to do. His star isn't going to tarnish because Florida is a showpiece. And oh, by the way, it was an absolute boilerplate, a template for what happened across this country. And you know what the difference is? DeSantis fought for it in Florida and nowhere else did they fight for it. Kemp's happy he's governor of Georgia, but is he going to help pull Herschel through? Don't know. He doesn't care. What about the state legislatures? What about these governorships that were lost? You want some vote counts? Do you know that the Bureau of Mines in Arizona, the person who ran for that got more votes than Barack Obama in 2008? Folks, this was a midterm election. The Bureau of Mines got the most votes of any Republican in the state of Arizona. 1.6 million people voted for the Bureau of Mines. Just under 1.3 million voted for Carrie Lake for governor. Does that make any sense? Oh, but Kevin, the Bureau of Mines was uncontested. Oh, yeah, and everybody was concerned about that one. They didn't skip that one. What about Sherry Yee, Secretary of the Treasury? 134,000 more votes than the governor. Now, explain that one. She had competition. That's a statistical impossibility. It wouldn't happen. I'd love to see somebody go back and research and show me where the Treasury, the person who ran for Secretary of the Treasury, got more votes than a governor. The winner, certainly the winning governor. Show me where they got more votes. We're talking about a separation of less than 10,000, 15,000 votes. Show me where, I'm talking about between Carrie Lake and Katie Hobbs, the fictitious governor of Arizona. Show me where Secretary of Treasury, in any race where that it was that tight between the governors, where it's a slugfest, both sides voting, and the governor who loses gets less votes than the Secretary of the Treasury. Good luck finding that. Let me get to what this is really about. I told you the Democrats play a long game. So you get what you want. You take DeSantis out of Florida, right? And you make him your presidential candidate. Now, this is a guy that just crushed it in Florida across every. He brought everybody through, the ocean rose for all the Republicans in Florida. So you make him your candidate for president. And what happens if he wins? If they allow him to win? You think you've got to win, right? Who's going to take over Florida? What do you think's going to happen? They're taking out a good guy. There's no secession plan. At least if DeSantis was a vice president, he could do something there would be a strategy of how do you do something. With him running for president, there's nobody. There's supposedly somebody in the wings. I've heard of the guy's name, but show me who's got that kind of power right now in the Republican Party in Florida. Show me. Who are you hearing? So they take out DeSantis, and then they take over Florida. And what happens when the Democrats take over Florida again? You think we can win elections? They're taking out one of our guys. Actually, two of our guys.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
People from all over are finding the voice of freedom.
St. Louis, Wright City.
Union,
Berger,
Troy, Missouri,
New Florence,
Washington, Pacific, Missouri,
Franklin County.
Got great reception in all of Franklin County.
Why are people far and near tuning into the Real Talk Radio Network?
I listen to it because I believe in freedom of choices and the freedom of being an American.
What I like the most about it is they always mention God.
I'm angry at everything that has happened with the politics.
Giving you thousands of reasons to listen every day. The Real Talk Radio Network.
He grew up fighting for America the right way. Instilled in him was Christian and conservative values. He's a political science major. He's even an author of Conservative Prudence, Fighting for America the Right Way. He is Victor Nieves.
Like I say all the time, if you don't know the Constitution, if you don't know your rights, well, then frankly, you stand no chance whatsoever at ever being able to defend or protect those rights.
The Victor Nieves Show, weekday afternoons at 5 on the Real Talk Radio Network. In America.
Representative Richard West here. I host a new show, Open Forum, on Saturday afternoons from 5 to 6 p.m.
We talk about the problems of yesterday, the issues of today, and the dreams of tomorrow. We'll also be following our Missouri legislature as the session begins with real inside information and real talk about the issues. So tune in Saturdays from 5 to 6 p.m. or listen to our podcast on the 93.3 Real Talk Radio Network.
America. Take one for the Tap That App promo. Couldn't find a sexy woman, so we have to use Producer Dan.
What am I saying? Tap That App?
Yeah, but they want it real sexy, kind of sultry-like.
From me?
Yes.
Oh.
And recording.
You know you want to tap that app.
Just go to Google or Apple, search the Real Talk Radio Network, and click on the Eagle logo. Then the Real Talk Radio Network will be available to you on demand, anytime, anywhere.
Tap That App.
Okay, that's a wrap, Dan.
Hey, Tap That App.
That's enough, Dan.
A rhino, a very large, potentially dangerous creature with a small brain, or a Republican in name only, also potentially dangerous, or Republican radio in name only. Exactly what the Real Talk Radio Network isn't. Sure, it may be more financially feasible to ride the fence, to call yourself a conservative station, but still say what they want to hear and cave to the pressure. Here at the Real Talk Radio Network, we're proud to be the voice of truth.
No rhino radio here.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
The Kel & Co. Morning Show, weekday morning 6 to 9 on the Real Talk Radio Network.
Real excited the Kel's back on.
They'll arm you with the ammunition you need to know to help protect your freedoms and navigate through this crazy world we live in. It's all live and it's all local. You never know who's going to stop by, and you never know what they're going to talk about.
When I heard you were back on the morning show, I was totally thrilled.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you.
And that's when I started listening again.
The Kel & Co. Morning Show, weekday mornings on the Real Talk Radio Network. The Rick and Tracy Ellis team and eXp Realty wants to put you in the home of your dreams. A house is what you rent. A home is where you'll nail your family sign, where you bring your first baby, where you enjoy hot chocolate on a snowy morning, or have to set the card table up for the first family Thanksgiving, where all the neighborhood kids come to play on the slip and slide. Contact the Rick and Tracy Ellis team and eXp Realty today at 636-299-3702. 636-299-3702. The Real Talk Radio Network salutes you, the Freedom Fighter.
We fight by supporting your radio station, getting the message out of what you guys are doing. We support small businesses. We support the farmers. We're not going to be out in the street protesting. We're going to do it with our money and our brains.
Keep fighting the good fight, and we'll be right there with you. The Real Talk Radio Network. Behind the Bush with Billy and Christy Bush.
I'm Christy Bush with my husband, Billy Bush.
They'll keep you updated on what's going on with the Bush family. And just like the reality show, you never know what's going to happen.
Hello, Billy.
With your wonderful husband, Billy Bush. You always got to say wonderful husband. I have been a really good husband over the last 30-some-odd years, right?
We will just say Billy Bush.
Behind the Bush with Billy and Christy Bush.
We're lucky to have each other, aren't we, darling?
Uh-huh.
Saturday nights at 7, exclusively on the Real Talk Radio Network.
You're a patriot. You are.
The real patriots are on.
We're fighting for our rights right now.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Not going to get a whole lot of talk from the Democrats on Joe Biden's 80th birthday. 80 years old. It's not old anymore in the typical sense, in the sense of, you know, going over to grandpa's and he's just checked out or whatever. But it's old to continue working. It's old to continue to be, you're not going to find any 80-year-old MMA fighters, right? You're not going to find many 80-year-olds who are still working. If they are, it's out of desperation. Which some might say that that's Joe Biden's issue, too. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Look, I'm not an ageist. I'm getting up there. Most of us listening to this program, most of you listening to the program, you're up there or getting close. I played golf. It was probably been a year ago, but I played golf with a guy who was 90. I think he was 92. And I just remember thinking, man, if I'm 92 and still out here hitting the ball with guys like me, God bless him. But I'll tell you this, I wouldn't want him running my company. I wouldn't call him to come fight with me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's certain things you can no longer do when you're that age. And he's reached that age. J- Joe Biden's well past his expiration date. They know this. And the idea that we won't test this man cognitively tells you all you need to know. It's the same reason why they don't want Katie Hobbs doing a debate. It's the same reason why Fetterman had to have notes during his debate. Once the brain, I mean, I'm not saying that, well, I guess I am kind of saying that Democrats have the brains of 80-year-olds. They either have the brains of children or the brains of 80-year-olds, and they do not want to show you who they really are. Joe Biden won't take a cognitive test for obvious reasons. Now, there are those going, Kevin, you're just saying that, man, because you don't like Biden. I don't give a crap about, I don't like Biden's policies. But here's what I'll tell you. You ready? It's not going to be anything shocking. If Donald Trump were doing what Joe Biden was doing, I would say, test him. Trump preemptively took the test. He said, oh, you want to talk about cognitive abilities? I'll show you. I'm all there. The Democrats know this isn't going to happen. And this is why one of the biggest birthdays of your life is at the zeros, right? When you're 30. My aunt lost it at 30. You'd have thought she had turned 90. I remembered. I was a kid. She lost it at 30. At 40. Oh, what do you think happened? But isn't that's not the one that's considered middle age, but it's a big deal. 50, right? Ooh, 50 years old. Now you get the black balloons and the whole deal. 60, 70, 80. 80 is a big one. I will never forget. When I was a kid, the family that my grandparents worked for, the Mormons, they flew everybody in, including this man's family. His name was Carter. Carter was their butler. And they flew his family in. And at their mansion in San Antonio, Texas, we celebrated Carter's 80th birthday party. He was a butler for this family. Mr. Carter is what I called him. And that's where I met I'll tell you, interesting story. Carter's daughter lived right around the corner from my stepfather. And I would go visit Tommy, who lived in a little house that he and my mother bought right before my mother died. And around the corner from them, a mile away, was this enclave that was a black community of luxury homes. I will never forget this. And when I told these people where I lived on Belgium Lane, they said, Kevin, we're right around the corner from you. You should come visit us or whatever. We'll have our grandbabies in. So I go around the corner, around from my stepfather's home, and he had remarried Joan. And here's this beautiful community. I was like, what in the world? And I go there, and I ring the doorbell at this most stunning home. I think it was the second nicest home I'd ever been in of a black family. The first was owned by a couple who owned their own company. And I'll never forget them because they had two daughters that my brother and I tried to date. But that's a whole other story. But long story short, I ring the doorbell, I go into their homes, and I was like, this, black people can actually live like this? What? It was a shock. But going back to Carter, this family understood his 80th birthday was an important event. They flew everybody in. Nothing on Biden. What's going on? Here's what they said. The White House has few plans to mark the landmark birthday in any major public way. Any celebration will be eclipsed, by design or not, by the wedding festivities of Biden's grandmother, Naomi, at the White House that happened over the weekend. The First Lady is planning to host a brunch on Sunday, a family tradition that usually takes place the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, but in this case will occur on Biden's actual birthday since the family will already be gathered. You think that's the reason? These people don't want you to see Biden turning 80 and acting 160. They said, at a time when Biden's age has come up again and again in focus groups and surveys, the fact that he is now the first Oval Office octogenarian is something few in the president's orbit are eager to highlight. Let me translate that into easy speak. They're embarrassed that Joe Biden is 80 in the White House, so they don't want to tell you. They don't want to remind you of how old he is. And in fact, this article that references something from the New York Times is essentially saying age is just a number. It's just a number. What? Is that what are we going to find out next? That Joe Biden really does date teenage girls? Is age just a number? It is just a number, Kevin. Why are you making such a big deal? I'm making a big deal because this octogenarian moron is talking about nuclear war. This guy thinks that he actually won the election legit. He thinks that the midterms, called the best in certainly in modern history, maybe the best in history, is because of his policies. High inflation, starving people to death. By the way, if Trump presided over this economy, what do you think they'd be telling you? Do you think you'd be hearing the stories about people who have to not take their meds because they need to eat, or not eating because they take their meds, or having to go live with parents or live on the street or whatever because they can't afford to live? Would they be showing you people in giving blood, donating blood, and telling you there's horror stories of having to have two jobs and donating plasma whenever they get the chance? Would they be telling you these stories, or would they be celebrating, or in this case, not celebrating the 80th birthday of the president? This is unbelievable. You know, I don't blame him. Every time you put old Joe in front of some people, he gets nutty. And let's face it, if you're going to have a birthday celebration, it ain't going to be like my great-grandfather's 80th, where, you know, he sat in the chair and regaled us with stories from his youth and things like this. And my great-grandfather, we called him Pawpaw, he lived to be 93. So when he turned 90, same thing. Only thing was, he didn't have nearly the memory. And at 80, he was already losing it. And we'd heard the same stories from the previous decade when he was 70. But let me just tell you, it comes fast. That's why I keep warning everybody. I warn these Democrats to keep thinking they can cheat in elections. Okay, you retired Pelosi. You retired that witch. But now you got Joe Biden. You got 2 years of Biden, who is not aging the way kids age. He's not aging like that. Kids age fast, but older people age old. You know what I'm saying? You know, Joe Biden is aging in dog years. And I say this, and I'm not trying to joke about it. The older we get, the worse things are. You might have a day or two that's good. Look, if you're over 50, you know what I'm talking about. You know what it felt like to be in your 30s. You know what it felt like to be in your 40s. Now you're in your 50s, your 60s, and your 70s. You are so happy to have a good day. You know, you're like, oh, Lord, today was a good day. I'm going to go do something fun. And here's what you're doing. You're hoping your back doesn't go out, or your sciatic nerve doesn't do that. Well, I don't know all the details, but, you know, there's little things that are going on. You hope the gout doesn't kick in as bad, or those shingles don't, you know, bother you. All those commercials that you see now on TV, you're paying attention to. My hand's up. It's also a topic of conversation, though not usually in the media, is his mental fitness. There were rumors on Twitter a couple of weeks ago that the New York Times was working on a story about Biden's mental fitness, a story that would only be published after the election. It says, I don't know if these rumors were true, but maybe there were references to a story published today. The Times spoke to 10 experts on aging and asked how healthy someone could expect to be from 80 to 86, which is how old Biden would be at the end of a second term as president. Mr. Biden, these experts agree, had a lot going in his favor. Just listen to this. He's highly educated, has plenty of social interaction, a stimulating job that requires a lot of thinking, is married and has a strong family network. All factors that studies show are protective against dementia and conducive to healthy aging. Let me put it in a different way. Biden had all that, and he's still a raging moron. He had all that going for him. But what they won't tell you is he's had multiple brain surgeries, and he's demented. They aren't going to let you know that, even though you know it already.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
More and more freedom fighters all over the greater Seville area are finding the Real Talk Radio Network.
I listen out here in Cuba, Missouri, every day.
You guys are getting the word out.
I spread the word as much as I can, and God bless you guys for all you do. I hope you have a sensational day.
We're listening. That's why you guys keep getting the message out.
That 107.3, as the old truckers used to say, is wall-to-wall and treetop tall out here. We like it.
Keep listening and keep spreading the word, and we'll keep the truth coming. The Real Talk Radio Network.
And I ain't gonna buckle under the weight of the past.
Hey, this is St. Charles County Sheriff Scott Lewis from the Sheriff Lewis Investigates show on Saturday evenings from 6 to 7, where we debunk fake news and the corporate media. We'll bring guests in that'll give you an inside scoop on what's going on in the law enforcement world and the bigger criminal justice system. That's the Sheriff Lewis Investigates show, Saturday evenings from 6 to 7 p.m. on the Real Talk Radio Network.
Listen to us, and we're listening to you.
Deborah Pacific, Missouri, and I listen to Real Talk 16 hours a day.
Why not more?
Because I'm sleeping.
Support the Real Talk Radio Network and our sponsors.
I have a list of the supporters, or the advertisers, and I'm going to support them.
And keep the voice of freedom alive.
I think it's incredible, and I think Tracy and Rick have gone out on the limb to support our nation. I am just so grateful. Just so grateful for that.
This is the Real Talk Radio Network.
Imagine waking up every day and looking forward to helping local businesses in the St. Louis area grow while growing your income and helping get the truth out.
The Real Talk Radio Network is looking for motivated advertiser advocates.
The income potential is unlimited and the work schedule is flexible. The sky is the limit.
Wait, why put a limit on the potential you could achieve with the Real Talk Radio Network?
And with our new tower, the signal will be even stronger and reach more listeners, making this the perfect opportunity.
If this intrigues you, contact Tracy Ellis at 636-299-3702.
The left never stops marching. They're marching against our freedoms 24/7.
Now, more than ever, you need the truth.
I'm addicted to hearing the facts, the real facts about what's going on in the world, not just what the sheep are trying to tell you.
I love you guys. Really, I do. I listen to as many shows a day as I possibly can. I've called in several times.
Real Talk is the best station in the state, in the world, in the U.S.
Our voice and yours, the Real Talk Radio Network. The Real Talk Radio Network app. Tap it. Just go to Google or Apple, search the Real Talk Radio Network, and click on the Eagle logo. Then the Real Talk Radio Network will be available to you on demand, anytime, anywhere.
Tap that app.
The Real Talk Radio Network app.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Work.
Available on Google or Apple. Click on the Eagle logo.
You guys are top notch.
You know you want to tap that app.
Meet Don from Union, Missouri.
Hi, this is Don from Union, Missouri.
Don loves his freedom and loves Real Talk Radio.
I think it's the true conservative station that we have here in St. Louis. I appreciate everything you're doing. Keep doing it, please. We need you.
Be like Don and support Real Talk Radio. Tell everyone you know about us. Share on social media. Most of all, support our sponsors and tell them you're there because you heard about them on Real Talk Radio.
Appreciate and I love what you're doing. I stand behind you.
This is Rudy Giuliani, and I'm proud to be a part of Real Talk, the voice of freedom.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You guys do know that we got some tough times coming up. I'm not talking about my team, the Kevin Jackson Network. We've been going through tough times for 13 years. And we've had some really amazing folks that that have helped out. By the way, Bob and Carol, I got your latest letter. And Bob, with your handwriting, it takes me like a day and a half to figure out how to read it. But thank you again for sending me another beautiful note. And a bunch of other little goodies that Bob always sends when he sends me stuff. But the generosity of many great folks like Albert, who, you know, helped us out quite a bit, Bob and Carol, and many others out there. Oh, Ruth, my sugar mama, turned 99 this year, and she sent us a check for $100. I'm a kept man, Ruth. Thank you so much for doing that. You certainly don't have to. But she said, send me a beautiful note. I'm going to send her a note back so she can put it, you know, with her goodies and, you know, things that she, her keepsakes. But we have a nice little relationship. But no, I really do appreciate that. But I got to tell you, we've got tough times ahead. And I'm talking about the people who are struggling under the regime, because that's what this is. This is a regime of Joe Biden, the communist regime. These people have hurt fixed income people in ways that it's going to be difficult for Americans to recover. They have widened the gap between rich and poor to probably the widest in our lives, not just adult lives, in our lives. I don't think the gap has been this wide ever. This inflation rate, which they are fictitiously lying and telling you it's 8% or so, is into the high 20s. People cannot afford food. They can't afford meds. They can't afford places to live. They can't afford to heat and cool their homes. They can't afford to eat out, to live a quality life. And I'm not saying you need all those things, and it certainly makes us all soul search about what is the meaning of life, because it's not tied up into money. Money doesn't always make you happy. But, it, you know, as my friends say, it keeps the kids calling. It's not a, happiness is not, I'll put it this way. If you live within your means and you know you can pay your bills, you can be happy. You can have lots of money coming in, but not living within your means and be miserable. Or you could be these people who measure themselves by how much money they have. That's the measure of, oh, this makes me better or whatever, which is ridiculous. But there are people who think that way. I have a friend. He's a very wealthy guy. And he, you know what his thing is? He loves to find the best stuff. If he finds a hole-in-the-wall barbecue joint, he'll tell you what's the best barbecue joint ever. Go there. Because he's not kidding. He loves trying things out. He'll, you know, if you eat sushi, he'll tell you where he's had the best sushi. And it's not bragging. He just wants the best, and he's always looking for better. And I'm glad that God blessed him so he can do that. And I'm also happy that he finally decided at some point that he didn't have to work anymore. He's into his 60s. He has nothing to prove. He doesn't have to work anymore. And he's finally beginning to enjoy life. And I hope he gets to enjoy it for the next 50 years. Healthy. With his trophy wife. You know who I'm talking about when I use that term, because that's what he always describes his wife as. But they're going to be tough times, and there already are for too many people. And here's my point. They aren't over. People are having to really decide what to do with things. And here's what I would say to we conservatives. And by the way, there was the CEO? A major CEO recently said, it was Bezos. Bezos said, look, I'm going to give away all my money. Because he figured it out. Jeff Bezos has finally figured out. You could add another $100 billion to my wealth. It isn't going to matter. I can't spend it all. There's not enough for me to do. So you know where you're going to find happiness, Jeff? Giving it away. Many of these ultra-rich people, that's what they really decide to do, is they say, you know what, enough is enough. I'm going to give it away. I don't know if Elon Musk may, because he may find himself having to really do some massive things at Twitter, because you've heard of the story there. We're going to cover that another time, because it's deserved of how leftists will scuttle something if they don't like it. This is the new generation, is we'll sabotage it. Well, they've done it. because they sabotaged America. They allowed a liar, an interloper, to get elected on a cheat. They've allowed a cheat, the biggest cheat in midterms in our history. And they act as if people love their ideas. Well, it's not true. They flatly do not love their ideas. And so the consequence of this is everything I mentioned earlier. People struggling, you know them. You finally have some of your friends when I don't know when is the last time we talked about gas prices under Trump. And maybe we talked about them being lower, but I didn't have gas conversations with my friends. Essentially the last 2 years of Trump, when he got a hold of it and got rid of Obama's nonsense, I didn't have gas conversations. I didn't have inflation conversations. I had conversations about how good the economy was, and I had conversations about where to invest your money. One of my friends, he's the Army Special Forces guy. He's a Navy SEAL, and he jumped services, so he was Delta Force and a Navy SEAL. And he was coming back from deployment, and he says, "Kev, I got to put this money somewhere." And I said, "Hey, I tell you what to do. Trump's president. Watch this. Put him in some investments." The guy made a crap load of money fast. And I told him, "Do this fast, because as long as Trump is in, this formula works. If Trump's not in, the formula no longer works." And I'll be doggone it if I wasn't right. The formula didn't work under Biden. Surprise, surprise. There are signs out there, many, many places, easy to find. You don't have to look for them. You don't have to go, I wonder where the economy is going to go. They redefined recession, and this last quarter, they tricked us into believing that we didn't have three straight quarters of negative GDP because they fudged the numbers. So supposedly, we're no longer in a recession. It's all good now. Is that how you feel? But there are other signs. Folks, we're about to come into the biggest shopping season each year. This is it. This is when retailers make most of their money. And do you know what's happening? People are laying off. Now, there is a seasonal layoff right before the holidays because companies don't want to pay people for those blank days. But we didn't have this major issue in 4 years of Trump. In fact, when Trump was president-elect, we had 5 years of growth each year in the retail market, both in-store sales as well as internet-based sales. I'm going to predict you that that doesn't happen this year. And here's one of the reasons why. FedEx Freight says it's going to furlough some of its employees beginning in December. Now, we're talking FedEx. This is package delivery high time. This is when people can't get enough employees. Look in the back of a truck, the USPS, all these trucks. "We're hiring. We're hiring. We're hiring." FedEx laid off a bunch of its overseas staff in other countries. I don't know how many. They got 45,000 total employees. I think they laid off roughly 5,000 to 6,000 overseas, and now they're furloughing some in December. The less than truckload arm of FedEx said that the furloughs would begin in December. Didn't say how many drivers would be impacted, but I'm telling you folks, that is a sign. Spokesperson for FedEx said in an email statement that FedEx Freight described the furlough as temporary and a necessary response to current business conditions impacting volumes. Said that some eligible employees will be offered permanent transfers to other FedEx locations and job offerings, which is good. I don't want anybody to suffer. I'm not gloating here about this, but what I'm telling you is you have a major package shipper during the biggest, busiest time of their season. And they're saying, we're furloughing them at least 90 days. Now, if it's a thing to kind of get through the holiday, which again, why would you do it now? Why would you do this now? But think about all the other layoffs we've talked about. Amazon laid off, what, 11,000 people or something? It was a big number. You got Twitter laying off thousands of people. Other folks are laying off that I don't even... we were having a conversation about this. I was in shock. I was like, where have I been? This is a sign.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The Real Talk Radio Network is proud to be bringing you the voice of freedom. It's certainly been an uphill battle, but calls like this make it worthwhile.
Yes, I wanted to thank you all for your fantastic radio station. It is just so great to have all this information out in the open instead of having to search and scratch and scrounge to find it on your own in different nooks and crannies. So,
the Real Talk Radio Network, KRTK Herman, KVMO Vandalia, KXEN, K264CY St. Louis, the voice of freedom.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. After an historic snowfall, parts of New York are starting to dig out. Many businesses in the hardest hit areas remained closed yesterday, but highways started to reopen and travel bans in many areas were lifted. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says the state was prepared for the snowstorm.
Given the scale of this storm, I'm really proud of how the utility crews have stepped up. They were pre-positioned. Again, this is all about how you manage something of this scale. It's about being ready in advance.
By Saturday, even before the snow stopped falling, the National Weather Service recorded some 77 inches in Orchard Park. That's home to the NFL's Buffalo Bills. A 22-year-old man is in custody and being treated for injuries after the weekend mass shooting at a nightclub in Colorado Springs. A law enforcement official said the suspect used an AR-15-style semi-automatic weapon in the attack, but a handgun and additional ammunition magazines also were recovered. Potential GOP presidential candidates gathered at a conference over the weekend.
No fewer than 10 major Republican White House prospects stepped onto the ballroom stage this weekend in Las Vegas. Within many speeches, a sense of defiance rarely seen since former President Donald Trump took control of the party 6 years ago. Their central message, this is the moment for the party to move beyond Mr. Trump. However, as Trump's rivals grow more confident, many party officials say the crowded 2024 class may already be laying the groundwork to recreate Trump's success in 2016. Jason Walker reporting.
More blackouts across Ukraine after powerful explosions shook the site of Europe's largest nuclear power plant over the weekend. Also, Russian military carried out some 400 strikes yesterday. More at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
As Republicans prepare to take control of the House in January, there's also...
Real Talk Radio Network weather, brought to you by the Rick and Tracy Ellis Real Estate Team.
We're heading into a new work week with a new warming trend. Today, sunny, much warmer. High temperatures will reach into the mid-50s. Clear and chilly tonight, down to near 30 degrees. Tuesday and Wednesday, sunny and mild. Highs in the upper 50s to near 60 degrees. Then for Thanksgiving Day, increasing clouds. There is a chance still for some late-day rain showers. High temperatures in the low to mid-50s. I'm Fox 2 News meteorologist Chris Higgins for the Real Talk Radio Network.
The real estate market is changing rapidly. Don't get left behind. After 25 years in the business, we have worked through the highs and lows. We understand the market and what it takes to get you top dollar. your home can have its own commercial right here on Real Talk Radio Network. Call Rick or Tracy Ellis with eXp Realty for a private consultation today at 636-299-3702 or visit TracyEllis.com.
Hey, folks, it's Kevin at Generations Marketplace. Well, I've been on here a couple months telling you about how easy it is to advertise with Real Talk Radio and how amazing these people are and how easy they make the process. But now I'm here to tell you about how well it works. Every week, we have two or three, four or five people come in and telling us, I heard you on the radio. So if you're looking to advertise with a radio station that has a loyal following and an amazing mission, give Real Talk Radio a try.
Call 636-299-3702 to become a part of the Real Talk family and let us help you write your success story. You won't be sorry.
Having problems getting Real Talk Radio? There's several options to get the voice of freedom. 93.3 FM in the West St. Louis area. 104.3 FM in Hannibal, Quincy, and Vandalia areas. 100.7 FM, 1010 AM in the St. Louis City, County, and Illinois areas. 107.3 FM in the Raleigh and Steelville areas. And anywhere, anytime on the Real Talk app. Go to Google or Apple and click on the Real Talk Eco logo. Now, more ways than ever to get the voice of freedom. All the info's at realtalkradionetwork.com. Keep the Real Talk Radio Network with you all day long.
I listen every day, and I'm interactive on the app quite a bit.
Tap that app. Tap that app.
Oh, no, you got producer Dan started again.
I live in Troy, but I work in St. Louis, and I listen all day long, but my morning drive in and then my evening driving home. This is the only station I ever listen to.
The Real Talk Radio Network. Show that you're a Real Talk Radio Network freedom fighter with Real Talk merchandise, polos, t-shirts, v-necks, biker shirts, tumblers, koozies and coffee mugs, and stuff for veterans. All available at realtalkradionetwork.com. Support the voice of freedom and wear it proud. Real Talk Radio Network freedom fighter merchandise at realtalkradionetwork.com. That's realtalkradionetwork.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, ownership, or sponsors of the Real Talk Radio Network. Portions may be pre-recorded.
This is the Real Talk Radio Network, the voice of freedom.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Something significant happened that's sending the leftists just in a tailspin. And it's all because we hit a round number figure at some point here not too long ago. We reached the 8 billion mark in people. Do you feel it? Do you feel any angst about reaching the 8 billion mark here in America? Because I'm going to make you a bet that you don't. I've looked at population. I've talked about it many times, and I tell people there probably is a population that you could get me scared. Like, we've got 100 billion people on Earth, and I'm going, whoa, seems like too many. There's a number. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. They write this, the world is getting hotter and more crowded, and the two issues are connected, but not quite as much as people might think, experts say. Recently, folks, somewhere a baby it was born that was the 8 billionth person. This is according to projections by the UN and other experts. The Earth, they say, has warmed almost 0.9 degrees Celsius, 1.6 degrees Fahrenheit, since the world hit the 4 billion mark in 1974. So it's our fault. See, every 4 billion people, apparently, we're going to go up 0.9 degrees Celsius. They rationalize it with more people consuming energy, mostly from the burning of fossil fuels, is warming the planet. The key issue isn't the number of people as much as how small a fraction of those people are causing way more than their share of carbon pollution. Several climate and population experts told AP. I don't know if that was confusing, but they're blaming it on fossil fuels. Even though they say that it's a small fraction of people that are doing it. Americans. They said, we do have a population problem and we do have a population issue, said Vanessa Perez Cicera, director of Global Economic Center at the World Resources Institute. But I think it's mostly, it has to do with what she says, overconsumption. Americans. I added the Americans in case you're missing that. And she says, and because of that, the 8 billion child born will, quote, not have what we have because there's not enough resources. I don't know how you feel, but I will tell you this. I have never had more resources available to me in my life. I'm being honest. They go on. Kenya, which is suffering from suffering through a devastating drought, has 55 million people and about 95 times more than the population of Wyoming. But Wyoming emits 3.7 times the carbon dioxide as Kenya. Africa as whole has 16.7% of the world's population, but historically emits only 3% of the global carbon production or pollution, while the United States has 4.5% of the planet's people, but since 1959 has put out 21.5% of the heat-trapping carbon dioxide. It's our fault, Americans. I don't know how many times I can tell you. The average Canadian, Saudi, Australian put out more than 10 times the carbon dioxide into the air than through their daily living than the average Pakistani, where one-third of the nation was flooded in a climate change worsened event. And in Qatar, per capita emissions is about 20 times Pakistan's, according to the World Bank. So this has nothing to do with race or ethnicity. It has to do with wealth. Qatar has a lot of wealthy people. They have 20 times the carbon dioxide of all those other places, whereas Saudi Arabia, Canada, and Australia put out 10 times as much. So about half of what Qatar does. I think I'm beginning to see a pattern develop here. They say this is what Bill Hare of Climate Analytics said. The question is not about population, but rather about consumption patterns. So it's best to look at the major northern emitters to begin with. Northern emitters. Climate Interactive Group, a group of scientists who run intricate computer simulations that can be tweaked to see what factors matter the most in fighting climate change, looked at the different population makes. It found it made a small contribution compared to other factors like economics. So, population doesn't matter. Now, what they're doing is giving countries like India and China a pass by saying it isn't the population. No, no, no. It has to do with economics. Didn't know that. They go on to say, comparing two nations, United Nations population progression projection scenarios of 8.8 billion and 10.4 billion people, Climate Interactive's Andrew P. Jones found only a 0.2 degree Celsius, 0.4 degree Fahrenheit difference. But the difference between no price tax on carbon and $100 a ton was 0.7 degrees, 1.3 degrees Fahrenheit difference. So 0.7 Celsius. So what they're saying is that when you tax carbon, people become better stewards of the environment. Do you understand what I'm reading you right now? I'm reading you a puff piece for everybody involved in the global climate scam, because they want to get your money and they will do whatever it takes to get it. And they're going to rationalize this. And if you think for 1 second this is going to be downplayed, folks, this is going to be ramped up to levels unimaginable. You're going to look back, possibly listening to this podcast one day well into the future and say, "Ah, that Kevin Jackson, he was so smart. He just knew his stuff." Well, I'll tell you what I'm applying. My expert common sense is what I'm looking at. And what I'm going to tell you is this, and we'll talk more about it here in a bit. We reach 8 billion. Round number, Democrats get very, that's when you get nostalgic. Oh, $7 billion to $8 billion, $8 billion to $9 billion, $9 billion to $10 billion. And that's when Democrats panic. Leftists panic. Eugenicists panic. They thought COVID was going to do it. COVID was supposed to put everybody, you know, it was supposed to kill a lot of people. 8 billion people on the planet despite COVID.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
More and more freedom fighters all over the greater St. Louis area are finding the Real Talk Radio Network.
I listen out here in Cuba, Missouri every day.
You guys are getting the word out.
I spread the word as much as I can, and God bless you guys for all you do. I hope you have a sensational day.
We're listening. That's why you guys keep getting the message out.
That 107.3, as the old truckers used to say, is wall to wall and treetop tall out here. We like it.
Keep listening and keep spreading the word, and we'll keep the truth coming. The Real Talk Radio Network.
This is Ashley and Pat with Epic Design and Build. Join us on our show, The Epic Hour, from house to home, on Saturdays at 1 and Sundays at 11, where we'll talk about kitchens and bathroom renovations, home additions, and even outdoor living spaces and hardscapes. Each of our projects are thoughtfully designed with our on-staff design team. Material selections, floor plans, architectural design, 3D renderings are just a few of the services that we offer in addition to the build-out phases of construction. If you're interested in contacting Epic, you can reach us at epicdesignandbuild.com.
The Patriot Enclave with Brian Nieves and crew is growing more and more every day.
I'm a first-time caller.
You can become a coveted director.
As a first-time caller, you are a welcome addition to the Patriot Enclave. The next time you call, on call number two, you are going to become a director of the Patriot Enclave.
With all the fanfare.
All the appropriate fanfare.
The Patriot Enclave, weekdays from 3 until 5 on the Real Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Betsy Mawson with First State Bank Mortgage and your host of Spouses Financing Houses. My husband Matt and I are a husband and wife team with over 20 years of experience in the mortgage industry. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, give us a call at 636-293-0577 and make sure to tune into our show, Spouses Financing Houses.
Saturday mornings at 10 on the Real Talk Radio Network, the voice of freedom. The Rick and Tracy Ellis team and eXp Realty wants to put you in the home of your dreams. A house is what you rent. A home is where you'll nail your family sign, where you bring your first baby, where you enjoy hot chocolate on a snowy morning, or have to set the card table up for the first family Thanksgiving, where all the neighborhood kids come to play on the slip and slide. Contact the Rick and Tracy Ellis team and eXp Realty today at 636-299-3702. 636-299-3702.
Are you thinking about buying or selling a home? Are you looking to build or buy land? Maybe you're thinking about making some home improvements, or you have questions about building inspections and home repairs. If so, tune in to the Rick and Tracy Ellis Show every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. and Sunday at 10 a.m., where you'll hear all of the information about real estate.
Dr. Napudi's always good.
You know, you don't have to follow the sheep.
I listen to your station because you speak the truth.
I like the fact that it's a true station that we can actually listen to and know that we're getting the actual news. We're actually getting the truth of the story. And it's true patriots, a place where patriots can come and unite and have one voice.
Keep getting the message out.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
Stronger.
Really needed something like that.
Smarter.
It's true.
For being a Real Talk Radio Network listener.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The eugenics movement essentially determines who it considers to be good citizens of the world and bad citizens of the world. And there are people like Margaret Sanger become famous in the eugenics movement there, but there have been many, many wealthy white people, mostly Democrats, who have looked into this movement and said there's a certain number of people that should be on the planet. And in many cases, their whole theme for it is that there's a certain number of people needed to serve them, the elites. There are movies like In Time. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's not that great of a film, but it is an interesting film in the sense that if you're filthy rich, you could buy all the time you wanted. And people were knocking each other. Criminals would, because you put your wrist to another wrist and it would undo the clock. So undo your clock. So you could die. When you could see your clock ticking down, you knew the moment of your death because you could look at it on your wrist. So going back to this whole population milestone of 8 billion people and understanding that people like Sustran, who worked for Barack Obama, had written papers saying there just shouldn't be more than 3 billion people in the world. Other people had it in the hundreds of millions were too many. Now, that's obviously been debunked. We've been living with billions and billions of people for quite some time, and we just passed the 8 billion mark. And one could argue, well, people are starving to death, Kevin, all over the world. Well, some are, but not all. I mean, the people who are starving, let me put it this way, there's enough food to feed everybody on the planet. Would you agree or disagree? Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I will tell you, there's plenty of food to feed everybody. Food is one of the most wasted resources ever because if you're picking it on time, it doesn't have a long shelf life. And even though we've worked on that, it's not enough. There, you know, how much food would be thrown away at a restaurant today, at a McDonald's or a good restaurant? How much food gets wasted? Stuff that a chef will cut off and say, I'm not using. For example, I don't use the middle of a tomato. I want heirloom tomatoes where I can use the whole tomato. If I don't get it, I cut off the butt of the tomato. You know what I mean? The top or the bottom. I toss those. If I'm making a salad, I might trim down the top a little bit and use that if I'm making like a pico de gallo or something like that. But for the most part, when you chop an onion, when you chop peas, when you chop whatever, you're wasting a lot of food. It's a known thing. You're going to waste some. And I'm talking about even with those that eat, like when I chop an onion, I don't eat the outer layers. I don't eat the inner, very inner center part. When I eat a lettuce, I only eat the really good stuff. I don't eat the core. I could go on. Many of you probably are like me. I only want the best parts. I would run one heck of a restaurant. So all I'm getting at is there's plenty of waste, and I'm at the micro level, there's waste. Can you imagine what it is at the institutional level? A lot of waste. But the question about the eugenicist movement, the eugenics movement, I should say, and the eugenicist is who gets to live and who gets to die. Now, some would argue, well, it's the poor who die. Because in, say, Bangladesh, it's the Bangladeshis, rich ones, if there are some, that are saying that, I mean, in other words, they're not killing black people in Bangladesh. They're not killing poor black people in China. They're not killing poor black people in Japan. The Japanese are killing Japanese. The Chinese are killing Chinese. We already know the African countries are killing Africans. So, but who's making these decisions? And that's one of the things that I even posed this to some friends of mine the other night. Who gets to make the decisions? Well, there are some that believe the decisions are very racist. Here's one of the things that somebody writes about this. The Nature Conservancy chief scientist Catherine Hayhoe says, one of the biggest arguments that I hear almost exclusively from men in high-income countries is that, oh, it's just a population problem. Nothing could be further from the truth, she says. The 50% poorest people in the world are historically responsible for 7% of heat-trapping gas emissions. So using the left's arguments, the poorest people are the ones who are the best stewards of the planet. So thus, we should probably all aspire to be poor. She says, and even within countries, it's the wealthiest who cause more of the carbon pollution. Overall, he said, 80% of the population, the global population, emits a small fraction of emissions. So it's the old 80-20 rule. 80% of the world, which lives in poverty, is doing 20% of the emissions, and 20% of the people who do not live in poverty are committing or using 80% of emissions. And for them, it's an end-sum game. Yeah, it's if we don't fix it, well, somebody's gonna be deprived. And of course, it's going to be the poor that are going to be deprived. It says the world's population is growing mostly in sub-Saharan Africa and South Asia, and they're contributing the least to man-made climate change. I have another thing I would say to you. They're contributing the least to man, to mankind. So what do you do about that? Where's the innovation come from? Let me ask you. We're looking at things like the use of electricity. We're talking about the crops, how little land you now need to feed more people, and I could go on. You know, the building of things vertically versus spread out. Who does all this stuff? It's not sub-Saharan Africans, I can tell you that. It's not racist to say it. It's just a fact. If you're waiting on the next innovation in building or even building materials, you think it's going to come out of Africa? You waiting for some innovation? I'd love to, please tell me where. These people can't even have solid electricity on. I was there. Yeah, trust me, you can't even have solid electricity, much less be concerned about their ability to, you know, their carbon footprint is less. Yeah, because they aren't using anything. They're not doing anything productive. Warlords, and it's insane. Eight nations, five in Africa, three in Asia, are going to have at least half of the population growth between now and 2050. They are Egypt, Ethiopia, Tanzania, Nigeria, the Democratic Republic of Congo, now in India, Pakistan, India, and the Philippines. Those are the ones that are going to have the biggest growth. None of these white countries, I don't think there were any South American countries or Central American countries. They say population is an issue that no one has wanted to touch from the very beginning. Too politically sensitive, said Joanna DePledge, a climate historian from the University of Cambridge in England. She said, there are many dimensions, notably in relation to religion and accusations of racism. The long and the short of it is, the eugenics movement hasn't changed its targets.
the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Dan Bongino.
Hillary Clinton operated an unauthorized computer server. She kept in the bathroom at the Chappaqua house I was at many, many times. She trafficked in classified information because she had no government email account. We know people knew about it because Barack Obama's BlackBerry had her personal email address whitelisted. So it was a government conspiracy, meaning a lot of people knew about it and colluded to keep it quiet.
Tune into the Dan Bongino Show Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 p.m. right here on Real Talk, the voice of freedom.
Steve Hauer here, inviting you to listen to my program, The Hauer Hour, heard on this station every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with a repeat broadcast at 6 p.m. The Hauer Hour boldly shares God's truth and love. Love that avoids the truth is not true love, and truth taught without compassion has no impact. Jesus defined himself as the way, the truth, and the key to abundant life. Whether you know it or not, he considers you his precious child. He's eager to welcome you home.
Imagine waking up every day and looking forward to helping local businesses in the St. Louis area grow while growing your income and helping get the truth out.
The Real Talk Radio Network is looking for motivated advertiser advocates.
The income potential is unlimited and the work schedule is flexible. The sky is the limit.
Wait, why put a limit on the potential you could achieve with the Real Talk Radio Network?
And with our new tower, the signal will be even stronger and reach more listeners, making this the perfect opportunity.
If this intrigues you, contact Tracy Ellis at 636-299-3702.
The Real Talk Radio Network salutes you, the Freedom Fighter.
We fight by supporting your radio station, getting the message out of what you guys are doing. We support small businesses. We support the farmers. We're not going to be out in the street protesting. We're going to do it with our money and our brains.
Keep fighting the good fight, and we'll be right there with you. The Real Talk Radio Network.
Steve Hauer here, inviting you to listen to my program, The Hauer Hour, heard on this station every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with a repeat broadcast at 6 p.m. The Hauer Hour boldly shares God's truth and love. Love that avoids the truth is not true love, and truth taught without compassion has no impact. Jesus defined himself as the way, the truth, and the key to abundant life. Whether you know it or not, he considers you his precious child. He's eager to welcome you home.
Rudy Giuliani.
Real Talk Radio Network plays a very, very big role in making sure the American people get to know what they need to know. I'm very, very proud to be a part of it. We try to cover the things that are covered up, whether it's about COVID or about Afghanistan or about Biden's incapacity or about inflation or about what I call the express train to socialism, which Biden has us on.
The Rudy Giuliani Show, weeknights from 7 to 8 on the Real Talk Radio Network. Behind the Bush with Billy and Christy Bush.
I'm Christy Bush with my husband, Billy Bush.
They'll keep you updated on what's going on with the Bush family. And just like the reality show, you never know what's going to happen.
Hey, hello, Billy.
With your wonderful husband, Billy Bush. You always got to say wonderful husband. I have been a really good husband over the last 30-some-odd years, right?
We will just say... Billy Bush.
Behind the Bush with Billy and Christy Bush.
We're lucky to have each other, aren't we, darling?
Uh-huh.
Saturday nights at 7, exclusively on the Real Talk Radio Network.
Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here, host of The Kevin Jackson Show. If you tune in every weekday from 4 to 6 a.m., I will show you no-holds-barred conservatism, and I promise a few belly laughs. Conservatives, you represent the real America, and I won't let you succumb to that leftist weenieism. So check out The Kevin Jackson Show from 4 to 6 a.m. on Real Talk 93.3, the voice of freedom.
I've replaced the other button with you guys.
Real truth.
I don't see any competition at this point.
The voice of freedom.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We hit the 8 billion mark of people born and still alive in this country, and we're also having a very vibrant discussion over abortion. And I'm going to tell you, if you think that abortion is just a subject that came out of, you're like, oh, it's a woman's right to choose and it's a woman's health issue and all that, I give you 8 billion people on the planet and people who are panicked. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to I love talking about these types of subjects because I think that it makes us have to come to grips with some realities. And one of them is this. I've said this to many people. There is a number you have in mind that you say it's too many for Earth to handle. And it's all a matter of perspective. If you were born 100 years ago and you were looking at resources and saying, well, how many animals are there in a geography? How many fish can be fished out of the ocean? How many whales can be killed for their blubber or whatever else? It would be a very different conversation from, say, 200 years ago to 100 years ago to today. Because what did we do when we were chopping down forests and we were killing whales for their blubber so that we could heat our abodes, our homes? Well, we decided, let's go to fossil fuels. And while many people decry fossil fuels, it's pretty safe to say that fossil fuels save the whales, in many cases save the forest. So now we're making a new transition. I don't know whether it will or it won't work, but I'll tell you this. If you look at going back 200 years, they'd say, how much food does it take to feed a group of people? They'd say, we had, how many farms were there? Big farms. Probably 200 years ago, there were, as far as the eye could see, farm. Now, there's still farms, don't misunderstand me, but Archer Daniels Midland, who I haven't heard mentioned in ages, or whoever the big food companies are, I don't see them as major players. They're growing much, much more food in a smaller amount of place. There's hydroponic growth. There's all kinds of stuff. Stuff where they don't even use soil. So there was a massive shift that said everybody's not going to starve to death. If we do run out of, quote, fossil fuels, we'll have other alternative energy, solar, nuclear. Who would have predicted nuclear power 200 years ago? 100 years ago. So it's all relative. 100 years ago, 200 years ago, you probably couldn't feed 8 billion people. You would have been like, what? 8 billion? Some people gonna die. But that's not the case anymore. Things change. I'm not putting on my risk hat and saying, okay, or my forward thinking hat, which generally involves risk, and saying, what do I think the population would top out at? I don't know. But if I give you the number today, in a decade, it might double. It might be half as many. If I say, I think 100 billion people is the most that Earth could handle. There are people that would go, I think it's before that. There are people that go, nah, I think we could go longer. But once I give you the number, I can work to something at the very least. I can say, well, let me explain why. We have this much water. This seems to be the consumption rate of the average person, blah, blah, blah. We have this many floods, this many droughts. And I could probably give you a rational reason as to why I picked that number. But we all probably have a number. I don't even say probably. We all have a number that we go and take a snapshot today. This doesn't compute. If you ask me today, how many people could we care for? I would say probably 20 billion. And how many of them would be starving? A bunch. But it wouldn't be Earth's fault. It wouldn't be Earth's inability to provide. It would be something where man interferes. That's what I can tell you. And I want to continue on with this because, as I said, there's a racial overtone. But here's what this guy wrote. For a long time, the Sierra Club had promoted efforts to try to control the world population. Until a couple of decades ago, when the environmental group looked harder at the issue, broke down the numbers, said the group's president, Ramon Cruz. They found the problems were more overconsumption and fossil fuel use, and those problems would be the same at 6 billion, 7 billion, or 8 billion. So, in other words, they're saying it doesn't matter how many people we have, you're still going to have overconsumption, and you're still going to have fossil fuels that are fueling our demise. I don't agree with that, but they go on to give you this as well. While most environmental groups try to avoid the issue, 11 years ago when the world hit 7 billion people, the Center for Biological Diversity made special interest condoms with population and environmental messages such as such as Wrap with Care, Save the Polar Bear, that make you take pause and wonder what you were about to embark upon. So, look, when you look at this movement, 8 billion people, the population growth that's going to occur will occur in sub-Saharan Africa and Asia, for the most part. Even China, they're saying, is not going to have enough kids in the future because of their one-child policy, and it favored so many boys. And the girls don't want to do it either because they're like, I got a career. So they're running into a serious problem. But the bigger issue to me is, what are they going to do about it? What if somebody decides 10 billion is the magic number? 20 billion, like I said. What do they do? And ethically, what do you want them to do? If you have a number in mind where you think the earth cannot sustain it, and then you start working towards, you know, getting beyond that number, or prepping that when it hits that number, you're going to leave or whatever, go to another world. I'd like to know how that's going to happen. Now, notwithstanding, if everything stayed the same and it hit a particular number, as I said, we may find that number. I use 20 billion, but it could turn out that we get to 20 billion and we don't even feel it. I think if we had it today, we would. But let's say that that number occurs 7 years from now. 20 billion. Could we fish enough fish, grow enough crops, find enough water to support all this stuff? My short answer is probably. But then, as I said, if we don't get a handle on it, what do you think is going to happen? Would they introduce a virus, maybe, to kill you? Life expectancy fell. I don't know if you guys saw this. Portion of the U.S. population fully vaccinated against COVID-19 rose from 0% at the onset of 2021 to 63% by the end of the year. Yet, the CDC recently estimated that average U.S. life expectancy fell by 0.9 years in 2021. So you lost a year on your life. This is in addition to the 1.8-year decline in 2020. And contrary to predictions that COVID vaccines could reverse this carnage, they don't. Nevertheless, a New York Times article by Ronnie Karen Rabin blames this, quote, historical setback mainly on a lack of COVID-19 vaccinations and not enough, quote, behavioral measures to prevent infections such as wearing masks. Just to put it into perspective, they've made all these COVID vaccines enough for three times the world population. Then they shipped it all to third world countries hoping these people would take them, and they didn't. They said the white population did worse in 2021 than communities of color besides Native Americans and Alaska Natives. I think it's very telling, he writes. It reflects the greater efforts by blacks and Hispanics to get vaccinated, to wear masks and take other measures to protect themselves, and the greater tendencies in white population to push back on these behaviors. No, it isn't. It's white population deciding we don't want it. And because they couldn't do a full court press in these third world countries, the African countries said are going to survive. That's why the African countries, the Central American, the third world countries did okay. Think about the big a flip that could occur if all those people survive and all these vaccinated folks don't. It's interesting to watch. Other than the U.S. being an outlier when it comes to falling life expectancy in 2021, the rest of those claims are demonstrably false. The person writing this is explaining that everything this guy talked about, that he was saying, these are the things you need to look at, they were wrong. Everywhere they gave out the COVID vaccines, it didn't go well. Everywhere they didn't take it, it did. So this population milestone, let me just say, this subject is not going to go away. Now that we've crested 8 billion people, just the other day, we just heard of a new thing they want Biden to take a look at to protect children. Just keep your eye out for this stuff.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
The real estate market is changing rapidly. Don't get left behind. After 25 years in the business, we have worked through the highs and lows. We understand the market and what it takes to get you top dollar. Your home can have its own commercial right here on Real Talk Radio Network. Call Rick or Tracy Ellis with eXp Realty for a private consultation today at 636-299-3702 or visit TracyEllis.com.
Hey folks, this is Kevin at Generations Marketplace. Well, I've been on here a couple months telling you about how easy it is to advertise with Real Talk Radio and how amazing these people are and how easy they make the process. But now I'm here to tell you about how well it works. Every week we have two or three, four or five people come in and telling us, I heard you on the radio. So if you're looking to advertise with a radio station that has a loyal following and an amazing mission, give Real Talk Radio a try.
Call 636-299-3702 to become a part of the Real Talk family and let us help you write your success story. You won't be sorry.
And I ain't gonna buckle under the weight of a band.
Hey, this is St. Charles County Sheriff Scott Lewis from the Sheriff Lewis Investigates show on Saturday evenings from 6 to 7, where we debunk fake news in the corporate media. We'll bring guests in that'll give you an inside scoop on what's going on in the law enforcement world and the bigger criminal justice system. That's the Sheriff Lewis Investigates show, Saturday evenings from 6 to 7 p.m. on the Real Talk Radio Network.
Show that you're a Real Talk Radio Network freedom fighter with Real Talk merchandise, polos, t-shirts, v-necks, biker shirts, tumblers, koozies and coffee mugs, and stuff for veterans. All available at realtalkradionetwork.com. Support the voice of freedom and wear it proud. Real Talk Radio Network freedom fighter merchandise at realtalkradionetwork.com. That's realtalkradionetwork.com.
In America. Representative Richard West here. I host a new show, Open Forum, on Saturday afternoons from 5 to 6 p.m. We talk about the problems of yesterday, the issues of today, and the dreams of tomorrow. We'll also be following our Missouri legislature as the session begins with real inside information and real talk about the issues. So tune in Saturdays from 5 to 6 p.m. or listen to our podcast on the 93.3 Real Talk Radio Network.
Man, I mean, come on, people. Wake up and smell the roses.
Even before all the COVID craziness, Dr. Eric Napudi has been a fighter for truth, health, and freedom, and is respected not only in the St. Louis area, but worldwide. Now he's invited his like-minded colleagues and friends to help. The so-called government health experts are putting their agenda before your health and well-being. And Dr. Eric and friends are debunking the evil and untruths and helping you live a happy, healthy, and free lifestyle. Dr. Eric Napudi and friends, weekdays from 9 till 11 a.m. on the Real Talk Radio Network.
The Real Talk Radio Network. Thank you for your support and words of encouragement.
It's very enlightening. Very enlightening. Thanks for what you guys do. God bless you guys.
Thank you so much. It's the best thing that's happened in St. Louis, and I so appreciate you guys doing it.
You guys are the only station I listen to anymore, man.
Please support our sponsors, and we'll keep the truth coming. The Real Talk Radio Network. The voice of freedom.
A writer.
know, a very large, potentially dangerous creature with a small brain, or a Republican in name only, also potentially dangerous, or Republican radio in name only. Exactly what the Real Talk Radio Network isn't. Sure, it may be more financially feasible to ride the fence, to call yourself a conservative station, but still say what they want to hear and cave to the pressure. Here at the Real Talk Radio Network, we're proud to be the voice of truth. No Rhino Radio here. The Real Talk Radio Network.
Real talk, real folk.
They keep me inspired.
Real issues.
This is the Real Talk Radio Network.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Few of you have probably heard me talk about this show before. I think it's called To Catch a Smuggler. And it's all about, they go to these major airports all around the world, and they catch people that are bringing in contraband fruits and vegetables, contraband materials. They will check your phone to see if you've got kiddie porn on it. It's amazing what they check. I've seen people, of course, they're looking for drugs, right? Because we dare not have drugs coming into America through the border, through the legal system. I'm talking about just people coming to visit the country. I'm not even talking about those that come here and say, I want to be a part of the American dream. Just watch that show one time and then tell me how you feel about illegal immigration. They stopped the guy because they suspected he was going to countries in order to have sex with, you know, women or men. I think in this case it was men in the country. And then they go on to give you the insight. In Colombia, there's a big sex trafficking trade of blah, blah, blah. And they've stopped girls coming into America because they're going to come here to work the Super Bowl or something. I mean, it stuff that I wouldn't even give. I can't even get in that mindset. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And so we have all these rules and regulations for things like certain amount of food you can bring in. You can't bring in certain foods. I've seen people of all cultures bringing their food in because they're going to stay for a longer time. And they're like, well, we don't know if we can get the food here. And they go, sorry, throw it away. Certainly fruits and veggies and things like that, and they inspect them and they find certain bugs and they got to quarantine it and all that. It's amazing what we go through to stop the basics. And then you think about the millions of people that jump across this border every single day with whatever contraband they want, with whatever criminal backgrounds, criminal activities. Do you know that there's a region in Europe where they, I forget the name of it, but if you're on a list where you can't go into Germany, you can't go into France, you can't go into England, you can't go anywhere. Portugal, Spain, you name it. And there are people that had crimes that they did in France as a teenager, or, you know, Germany as a teenager, that they thought was no big deal. Now they can't fly into that place unless they go and adjudicate whatever that issue is. You can't get in. There have been people stopped at the airports going on vacation. I've watched this show a lot. To catch a smuggler. It's not just smugglers. There are people flying on fake passports. They will look at the passport and go, oh, that's a fake. Where are you from? Oh, I'm flying in from such and such. No, you're not. You're coming in from Uzbekistan trying to get into, you know, wherever to get to freedom. Stop them cold. Send them home. These people have paid a lot of money in some cases to get the fake passport to get in. Then they put them on a list, a watch list, where they know, okay, if you try to get in through any other country, we're going to know. They've cracked down on it. Yet, we had millions of people jump right across our border and not a single thing happened. Get this, I just saw this story. U.S. is the only Western country to require a Wu flu vaccine proof for entry. And when you consider that illegals are not generally supportive of leftist policies, you understand why the Biden administration wants its new legal immigrants dead. They don't like the legal immigrants. They like the illegal immigrants. And here's a story. USTSA has extended its COVID-19 vaccine proof requirement for non-U.S., non-immigrant citizens flying into the United States. So in other words, if you haven't had the vaccine, you can't get into America through the legal system. But if you haven't had the vaccine and you want to cross the border from Mexico in the United States, you can go do it right now. What would you do if you were trying to get into the United States at all, you know, for whatever reason, and you can't get in because you can't get a COVID vaccine, but you know, if you just jump across the border and walk through, you're likely to get in. It's probably worth considering. Proof of COVID vaccine. A non-immigrant, folks, is a non-U.S. citizen, U.S. national, lawful permanent resident, or traveling to the United States on an immigration visa. So if you want to be in America now, as a legal citizen of any sort, you'll be vaccinated. Now, you just think about what that does to the legal system. The legal immigration system, where people have been waiting for a long time and said, look, I'm not getting vaccinated. I've done everything I need to do. When you used to come into the United States, if you had some sickness, a grave illness, they'd pull you aside and hepatitis or something like that. Tuberculosis. They pull you aside, maybe send you home, but get medical treatment. Now you got to be vaccinated, even if you're not sick. They said, according to the CDC, being fully vaccinated means having an accepted single dose vaccine or second dose of an accepted two dose series at least 14 days ago. A booster dose is not needed to meet the requirement. It comes after the Biden administration in June dropped its requirement for air travelers entering the U.S. to test negative for COVID-19. So it was like, okay, you no longer have to test negative, but you better get that shot that doesn't protect you from anything. Doesn't mean you're not going to get it, etc. They go on to say this. The latest security directive largely matches that of previous TSA security directives that was made effective. And they give you the dates. It says, few countries still require vaccine proof. This is the next part of the story. While the vast majority of countries have dropped COVID-19 vaccine proof requirements for entry, the U.S. and a few other countries around the world continue to require them, with no alternative avenues for the unvaccinated, such as requiring proof of identity against COVID, a negative test, or quarantine period. So in other words, if you've had it, that should be the biggest thing to, as a point, you know, to go, well, look, I've already had it. I've got what they call natural immunity. Nope. So I don't know what they're doing, but they say that it's intended to limit the risk that COVID-19, including variants of the virus that causes COVID-19, is introduced, transmitted, or spread throughout the United States. Now, just so we're clear, I'm curious. I want to take a little informative poll, informal. When's the last time you heard of a variant in COVID? Has it been a few days? Has it been a few weeks? Or has it been a few months? What happened to the variants? Now, I'm not talking about me asking you, because if you've listened to the program, I've asked you over the past few weeks, maybe, right? So when? What happened to all the scare tactics around COVID? Well, we had the Delta, and of course the Delta, it was a very bad one, and now we've got the old Omicron, which isn't quite as bad, but it's much more infective and, you know, infectious and yada, yada, yada. I mean, there was one point where we were all COVID and variant experts. We could name them all, you know, we knew the efficacy. So this new policy is to, as they say, to advance safety and security. Let me ask you this. This may be a better question. How safe do you feel about COVID now? Are you still paranoid? Are you still wearing your mask? Are you still waiting for the next booster if you got a shot? If you didn't get a shot, like me, are you afraid? Are you like, ooh, I better stay away from people because I might just get sick and die? Yeah, let me tell you, here's the sad truth. If you don't die by an accident or you don't die by natural causes, you're going to get sick and die from something. Look, I don't know if you realize this. Maybe you do. I don't want anybody to get upset and panic here. But from the moment you're born, your body is sick. And it's starting to die. I know. It's a radical topic, right? From the moment you're born, your body's already figuring out how it's going to die. So, okay, it's a fact of life. I don't know when it clicks over. I think for me, it was probably in my 30s or 40s where I was like, you know, this fatality thing is real. One of these days, you won't be doing this radio show, Kev. It will be the last show you do. One meal you're going to have will be the last meal. And I could go on. I think you get the point.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The Real Talk Radio Network, KRTK Herman, KPMO Vandalia, KXEN, K264CY St. Louis, the voice of freedom.